Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Press This WordPress Community Podcast here on Cranberry Radio. I'm your host, David Vogelpohl, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine. And I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. Just a reminder, you can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and SoundCloud. And of course, as always, you can download episodes at cranberry.fm/shows/press this. So for today's episode, we're going to be covering quick tips for managing WordPress sites. What things can you do to help your sites be more secure, be more stable, and be in a better position to delight your visitors? But before I jump in, let me explain why I chose this topic today for Press This. As you may or may not know, our audience is made up of all kinds of people from the WordPress community. We have people that are advanced and interested in things like our last episode talking about the REST API. We have people who are maybe on the more kind of technical marketing spectrum, maybe doing more DIY management of their sites. And so what we wanted to do today was cover tips that addressed the DIY audience, but also wanted to include some things that would help even people on the advanced side be aware of tools and techniques they may not be already aware of. So I tried to include things in today's episode that would be valuable to everyone. And of course, if you're advanced and this is all old hat, feel free to share this episode with your friends or other people you run across that might need help managing their site. There's a presentation that accompanies the episode. You can find that at literal.co/quick tips. So today's podcast is about 30 minutes, so I'm going to do as much as I can to cover areas that I think are important with managing WordPress. But what my hope is today is that you walk out a little smarter about how you manage your WordPress sites. So let's jump right in. Again, we're going to be covering quick tips for managing WordPress sites, and the objective, what you're trying to learn, is how to make WordPress more stable, secure, and capable of delighting your visitors. So just to clarify for a minute, there's, of course, two kinds of WordPress sites out there. There are WordPress sites that are generally hosted on WordPress.com, and then there's the content management framework or development framework, WordPress.org. So WordPress.org sites, those are the kind of sites that we're going to be talking about managing today. So if you have a site in WordPress.com, it's a little different. We're going to be talking about optimizing WordPress.org WordPress sites. So one of the things that I see a lot of people do when they manage WordPress sites is they'll have lots of sites, and they'll be logging in to WP Admin and lots of different places. You end up having to bookmark all these locations, keep track of all the logins. And really, when you're managing lots of WordPress sites, you're doing the same kind of things on each site. You're trying to look to see, you know, are my plugins date? Is there something else that I should be watching out for in terms of my settings? Is WordPress itself out of date? Is it auto-updating? So there's these common management tasks. And there's a tool that I like to use, actually a service, called Perfect Dashboard. And the way Perfect Dashboard works is you install a plugin on each site that you manage. And what it allows you to do is that plugin then communicates back to the Perfect Dashboard platform that you can then log into to see how each of your sites are set up. So in other words, do I have plugins that are out of date? You can actually trigger updates to the plugins right from the Perfect Dashboard dashboard. And so it's a way of managing lots and lots of WordPress sites without having to log in to each one. There's a lot of cool tools actually built into Perfect Dashboard that I really like. For example, if you update WordPress or update a plugin, they have a pixel by pixel comparison engine, which basically looks on your site to see see if anything changed visually after you updated WordPress or a plugin. So that's really handy for helping to isolate things that might have gone wrong during a WordPress update. They have backups and other things built into it. The Perfect Dashboard platform is actually really deep, but in terms of managing lots of different WordPress sites, Perfect Dashboard is a really interesting solution for that. Another thing that people don't tend to spend a ton of time with is thinking about how they could make their WordPress sites faster. Faster site is actually super important. You can lose up to 7% conversion rates by even just a 1 second slowdown. It's actually one of the few things you can do to your site to increase your revenue without actually increasing your visitors. In other words, if you make your site faster, you'll make more money from the traffic that you already have. And so for me, when I think about speed optimization, this is one of those things we'll probably do a whole dedicated episode to in the future, but there's a couple of key areas that I watch out for. First, of course, I work for WP Engine, so one of the big things for me is, you know, is my site hosted somewhere that's really built for speed, right? Is it the kind of host that maybe crams a bunch of sites onto one shared server? Do I need a shared server? Do I need a dedicated server? And is my host specifically optimized for WordPress in some way? Of course, you know, WP Engine is one of those kinds of hosts. We also have competitors out there like Pagely, and generally these types of platforms will optimize specifically for WordPress. And that's super important when you think about things like caching. Where do certain pieces of content live in WordPress? How should you prioritize those with the caching layer on the server, with the technology that you have on top of the caching in terms of like traffic routing and so on and so forth? Are those specifically optimized for WordPress? Or am I in a host or an environment where it's kind of optimized for all kinds of different CMSs? And that becomes super important in terms of optimizing your page speed. So the first thing I look at is, you know, where is it hosted? Is that place specifically optimized for WordPress? There's a lot of other things you can do. For example, image compression. You can minify your JavaScript. There's all kinds of posts out there, you know, top 10 ways to speed up WordPress. You can Google those and read all the different tips. But one plugin I like to use that checks a lot of those boxes off is WP Rocket. It's a really well done plugin. They actually have a special version that runs on WP Engine. If you are a customer of WP Engine, you may be aware we banned some caching plugins. WP Rocket has a version that will actually run on our platform that slices out the parts that overlap with the caching we provide. But they also have baked in the image compression, JavaScript minification, and a lot of the other checkboxes in terms of making your site faster. So check out the WP Rocket plugin and platform. It's a really nice and easy way to check a lot of boxes on site speed. And then finally, another thing that people tend to overlook a lot is a CDN, or a content distribution network. A CDN is basically thousands of servers all over the world that hold pieces of your website. I like Max CDN, but there's a ton of other CDN providers out there. But the idea behind that is that it pushes the content closer to your visitors. Makes it easier and faster for them to download the content. So check out WP Rocket, Max CDN, and then make sure you're on a good hosting environment, preferably one optimized for WordPress like Pagely or WP Engine or somebody like that. Another thing you can do, even if you're a DIYer, I like this tool. It's called webpagetest.org. And the way it works is you put in your website address, and it will actually analyze the URL you place into it. A lot of companies have speed tools. Pingdom has one. WP Engine has one. If you Google WP Engine speed tool, you'll see it there. But one thing I like on the webpagetest.org version is the waterfall view. And what it does is it shows you basically every element of your page that loads. So for example, if you were trying to make your site faster, the less number of things loading, the faster your site will be. But it also shows you little speed bars that show you how long it takes each element to load. And I remember I had a client in my agency days say, hey, how can we make my site faster? And I went and just loaded the site into webpagetest.org. And I saw one image with a huge bar next to it. And I dug a little deeper, and they had used their logo, but it was their logo, but the actual image that was being called in the HTML was huge. It was like 3,000 by 5,000 pixels, and it was kind of a nice an example of how you can use the waterfall graph to find things that are wrong. And even if you're a DIYer, be able to go in and, you know, maybe reduce that image size and use the correct size and identify other ways that you may be able to fix on your own, but at least you can identify so you can bring it up to your developer and say, hey, I noticed this thing. What is it, and how can we make that faster? So I'm going to jump into the rest of the tips in a minute, but we're going to take a quick break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on Cranberry.fm.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Press This. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. We're talking about quick tips for managing WordPress sites. We just got through covering webpagetest.org and how to use it to identify things on your site that might be slowing it down. Another nice tip that I like to give is using a service like FullStory. There's also Mouseflow, and basically what these are is they're platforms that allow you to collect videos of mouse movements and users using your site. This is really helpful for when you're thinking about how to optimize your site. Are my users finding their way around? What's confusing them? How are they engaging with the site from a high level, right? Can you watch their story? Can you watch them enter, navigate around, try different parts of your site? The thing I like about FullStory versus things like a heat map is that you get the full picture of what the visitor's doing, right? A heat map will generally show you their attention on a page, but FullStory will allow you to watch a video of their full journey. So check out FullStory and Mouseflow. I like to do these when optimizing sites because it really gives me a good window into how people are using the sites that I'm building. Another tool, and this is works really well for DIYers, is a tool called crossbrowsertesting.com. Basically, what they do is they have all these devices out there that emulate or actually run physically. And what they do is they'll load your site in the device, take a screenshot of it. This, of course, all happens automatically. And then they provide those screenshots to you through their portal. Now, you might be thinking, well, why is this important, right? At my site, we just support the most latest version of, you know, Chrome or IE or whatever it is, or Edge, whatever it is we're going to support. Well, you may think for a minute, do all my users use the most latest version? Your developer will tend to say, well, let's just do the most latest versions because that's the easiest thing to do. But you may actually have a lot of visitors on some antiquated version of Internet Explorer. And while that's not the best, it still might be hurting your conversion rates. So I like to use cross-browser testing so that way I don't always have to have, you know, every single device. Now, of course, for my main devices I'm optimizing for, I do like the actual device itself. But cross-browser testing is a nice tool to give you a window into what what some, you know, random browser hardware combination might be. So definitely check out crossbrowsertesting.com. Another thing that I hear a lot is, I hear this with plugins and WordPress and people's phones and their computers is, you know, I don't like to update plugins because it might break my site. Yeah, that's true. It might break your site. WordPress has a pretty good reputation for backwards compatibility. So WordPress updates, that risk is low. Plugin updates, it depends on the developer, of course. You know, some are better about it than others. And so the risk is there. You know, the sites that I manage and that I work with, we don't update the plugins, you know, in a live environment. We always do it in staging. And so my recommendation is always update those plugins, especially if there are security patches. Always update WordPress, again, if it's a security release and really probably any release. But my recommendation is do that in staging. So that way, if you do break the site, if the update does cause a problem, you know, you're not doing that in your live environment. You're not doing what's called cowboy coding. If your host has it baked in, that's generally the best way to do it. You know, Pagely, who I mentioned earlier, they have that baked in. So does WP Engine, of course. There's a third-party service if your host doesn't have it called WP Stagecoach. It's not too expensive, but they also give you the ability to create a staging copy of your site, run your plugin updates or your WordPress updates, and push them to production. And then don't forget, earlier I mentioned Perfect Dashboard. They actually have a pixel-by-pixel comparison engine to actually give you a little clue that maybe visually something changed after an update. It's kind of a nice add-on if you work that into your staging environments. Another interesting thing, a lot of people have trying to get their head around AMP, you know, the newish standard released by Google. And for those of you that don't know what it is, it's basically a limited version of HTML, and Google themselves will actually cache a copy of your AMP page. It's like a second version of your page in a sense on their servers. And so there's a lot of controversy around all that. And to date, WordPress users have been able to use a plugin by Automattic, complemented by a plugin by Yoast, and it's been okay. They can also, of course, hand code these things into their template files. But there's a plugin that I like to recommend. It's called Weebler Press, Weebler Press. And it does a really, really good job of converting your existing WordPress pages into AMP pages. So if you're brave, and I think for a lot of sites, particularly publishing sites, it's really, really important to implement AMP. Certainly a recipe site, and we'll kind of see as Google evolves how they incorporate AMP into their search results. It's a really important part of a lot of sites, and Weebler Press makes it super easy to implement AMP on your site. I view that kind of as a management item because I think it's a pretty big checklist item for a lot of sites. Another thing that you might consider, especially if you have an older site, is what version of PHP is your site running on? PHP, like plugins, can have old versions, and some old versions actually can be insecure or deprecated, meaning that the plugin, the security vulnerabilities are no longer patched. Now that gets a little weird because organizations like Ubuntu will patch older versions, and it gets a little murky here and there. However, there is a great speed benefit to being on the latest version of PHP. The latest version at this point in time is PHP 7, 7 dot something, but it's in PHP 7. And what you can do if you're unsure, contact your host and ask them, hey, am I on the latest version of PHP? They'll let you know. But if you are on an older version of PHP, you might want to learn, is my site ready for the latest version? WP Engine actually makes a free plugin. It's called the PHP Compatibility Checker. You can go read more about it at littco.co/PHP plugin. And what it will do is it will run through the code on your WordPress site, and it will tell you whether or not your site is compatible with the latest version of PHP. Now, it will give you some false positives. It's, you know, trying to check for perfect code. That doesn't mean that just because you have an error that means your site's not going to work. But it'll give you a clue as to what parts of your site might not be compatible, so that way you can kind of share that with your developer. And of course, you can always just make a copy of your site and put it in a PHP environment to see if it works, right? There's no guarantee. You don't actually have to run through the full checker if you don't want to. You might just throw it in a PHP 7 server, again, talk to your host, and see if it works. But you can use that PHP plugin to check the compatibility, and maybe have a million errors and you're a little scared of running it there, might need someone to help you work that out. Another interesting thing for managing your sites is, you know, a lot of times, especially if you're like in the marketing realm, you're trying to update categories maybe all the time. You're trying to update lots of content at the same time. Or maybe you're a developer and you're trying to build a site that's easy to manage for end users. I like a plugin called Admin Columns. If you go to literal.co/admin columns, you can read more about it there. But what it allows you to do is it allows you to edit lots and lots of metadata on pages, like the title, the excerpt, for example, other metadata that you have on pages right in the admin view, all in one view with inside WordPress. So instead of clicking on every page and clicking edit and scrolling down, Admin Columns allows you to edit lots of data from lots of pages without having to reload every single page that you want to edit. So check out Admin Columns. Even if you're a developer and you're fine, you know, working in WP CLI and making mass changes to the database, that's fine. But your downline users might not be as capable as you. And so Admin Columns makes a nice little tool to make it easier for them to edit lots and lots of content at the same time. Another thing people don't think a ton about is user activity, right? Especially whether you're advanced or new, right? Who changed that thing? Who broke that setting? Who did this? Like, that comes up all the time. Here at WP Engine, we released user logs for our platform recently that gave a view for edits within our platform to customers, so they would know which user did this or which user did that. Well, that same problem kind of exists with inside WordPress, right? Who changed this? Who made that setting change? If you have lots of admins for some reason, or people in your company, or maybe a developer from outside that potentially could be changing things, you know, these are all things you might want to keep track of. I like to use the plugin Stream. And if you go to literal.co/streamlogs, you can read more about that plugin there. But basically what it does is it tracks and records all the activity from logged in users on your WordPress site. So if somebody does change something or break a setting, then you can use the Streamlogs setting in order, the Streamlogs plugin in order to kind of review what people are changing and who's changing them. So this is super important for security. If you have a site with a lot of admins, it's super important for keeping track of who might have made changes and who might have broken something. Another thing people think about a lot is, you know, with security is two-factor authentication. And when we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you a tool that makes two-factor authentication super easy for WordPress.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on Cranberry.fm.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Press This. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. Today's episode, we're covering quick tips for managing WordPress sites. Right before the break, we were talking about the Stream plugin for measuring or logging user activity, logged in user activity with inside of WordPress. And the next thing up is to talk about two-factor authentication. So for those of you that don't know what two-factor authentication is, it's basically authenticating on the web page. So this would be for like when you're logging into the WordPress admin area, for example. So the first factor is the page itself, where you're logging in and entering your password. And the two in this two-factor authentication refers to another method of authentication, in this case, on your device, on your phone. So for example, if you've logged into Google and you have two-factor authentication turned on, they might send you a text message. And you might get a code in the text message that you have to enter on the web page to validate that you're actually this person. Google also has something called the Authenticator, and it's basically an app that you install on your phone, and you go through all the special settings for like taking a picture of a QR code and all kinds of other special ways they help validate the devices. And so it's a best practice from security perspective to have two-factor authentication, so you can make sure you know who the people are that are logging in. In other words, they can't just do like a brute force password attack on your site. And so for adding two-factor authentication to WordPress, I like the Rublon plugin. If you go to wordpress.org, the plugin section, and you search for Rublon two-factor authentication, and Rublon is spelled R-U-B-L-O-N, you'll find the plugin there. And basically what it allows you to do is it allows you to add two-factor authentication to your WordPress site. So you can validate not only just from the password field, but also directly from the user's device. They have a special token that they create that validates the user's device, and it's a nice and easy way to add two-factor authentication to WordPress. So if you're trying to avoid those brute force password attacks, Rublon makes a really nice solution for adding two-factor authentication to WordPress. Another interesting thing, especially if we think about DIYers for a minute, you know, WordPress has this reputation as being a blogging platform. As a matter of fact, when you first, you know, install WordPress kind of on a blank slate and you go to create a page or you go to create a post, it kind of reinforces that idea, right? You have a title and then you have, you know, a body area. Now, of course, with the Gutenberg editor and other things, it's becoming more and more CMS-y in a sense. But there's, in addition to the Gutenberg editor, which is a native part of WordPress, one of the ways people tend to start thinking outside the blog box with WordPress is by using a plugin called Advanced Custom Fields. Matter of fact, a lot of developers will start with ACF for creating really dynamic and involved WordPress applications because it is so easy to use. Now, it's probably not something I would consider DIY. You might want to try the Gutenberg editor for something more along that experience, and Gutenberg will continue to evolve over time. We'll be talking about that more here on Press This. But What you can also try is Advanced Custom Fields. It's a plugin that basically allows you to add metadata to pages that you can fill in. It's super handy. So, for example, if you were to make a recipe site, your recipe would have a title, maybe a time to cook, ingredients, volume of ingredients, and these are all little pieces of metadata. Well, you wouldn't want to go fill out a body area on a web page or on WP Admin for every single one of these recipes. So ACF allows you to add modularized fields to your pages. It makes it easier to create modularized content, which makes it easier on you if you're, of course, a developer, but also if you're a DIYer or you have downline DIYer users, so they can just go in and create the same exact experience over and over and over again, just with different metadata. So a lot of the tips I shared today were DIY focused. Some of them, though, if you are DIY, you might say, well, you know, that is a little bit beyond me. I don't maybe know how to fix the errors in the PHP compat, maybe the line items that I found in, you know, webpagetest.org. I don't actually know how to do that stuff. It's good to know that these things might be problems. So my recommendation, if you need a WordPress developer, there's generally a WordPress meetup in your city, especially if you're in a big city. Once a year, these meetups will get together in the same city and have what they call a WordCamp. They all sit around wondering where they can find new clients, all the freelancers there. So why don't you just show up there and they'll help you out. You can also check out Codable. It's a nice kind of freelancer.com, but it's only for advanced WordPress developers. So definitely check that out. So I hope you enjoyed the episode today. Again, if you want to access the accompanying presentation, you can do so at literal.co/quicktips. All the tools are mentioned in there and all the links. Thanks for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Cranberry Radio. We broadcast episodes every Tuesday. You can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, or, of course, you can download episodes at cranberry.fm/shows/press-this. Again, I'm your host, David Vogelpohl, and I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.